artists. Keep supporting it here at the Falcons. Spread the word. Show some love for Ed Palermo's big band.
Thank you. Really amped up the profanity. should
like big time. The singers were made up of the two guys from the Turtles, Flo and Eddie. And they were singing mostly about life on the road and involving groupies and all the more details about that, okay? Now, when I first got out, I couldn't believe that my parents never heard through the walls what I was listening to. And we put the nail on the record. Yes, I know there's a very old-fashioned statement I just said. But when you put the nail on the record, the profanity doesn't start until about 8 minutes in. Right, and actually, there's not even much profanity, any profanity, during Mudshark, this song you're listening to right here. Okay, so I put the needle on the record, and my mother comes in and goes, "Ed, I need you to help me in the bedroom next door move some furniture around." So I figured, okay, should I leave the record on or not? She goes, "I mean, I got 8 minutes, how long could this take?" Right? So I go in there and I'm helping her, I'm lifting all this stuff, and meanwhile, the music is going on and on, getting dangerously close to some really profane shit. And now I'm starting to sweat bullets. We're getting ready, and I'm lifting his chest of drawers, right? I've got one of those things I could let go. And so I've got this, any minute now, any second now, Flo and Eddie about to sing the magic words, and his dick is a monster. And I'm like, God, please! And finally my mother goes, okay, we're done. I ran back to the bedroom, took the needle off the record, but to this day, there's a hole in the wall in the exact same shape as a frantic Ed Clown. That's my mud shark story, ladies and gentlemen.
Shark,
talking about
shark,
ladies and gentlemen.
Out,
God, that was fun.
I can tell you that medley, an intermingle of the my favorite surf hits of the early and mid 60s, and Zap and stuff. I did that strictly for the Falcon and strictly for tonight. There might be some things in the future that I'm going to put in here and ring them. I might slice and dice and put some things in there, but as we did it just then, this was strictly for you, Tony Falcon. This is my favorite club event. This is streaming live, ladies and gentlemen. Concert window is handling it, and I hope you people who are actually watching this are getting a good laugh at my expense. Okay, that song you just heard, Zombie Wolf, that was arranged by Bruce McDaniel. Carlos McDaniel. And right now, by the way, if you want to know the exact list of songs that we did prior to this, instead of wasting your time here, you can always email me, go to my website, playmobbn.com, and email me saying you want the set list, and I will send it right out to you. We're going to do a couple more things that were arranged by Bruce McDaniel. The rest of this stuff was arranged by me, but this one is a little excerpt from Frank Zappa classic called Billy the Mountain. It's going to feature woodwind section, and then, don't worry. Then we're going to go to a Frank Zappa, a really amazing piece of music, Sinister Footwear. And that's Bruce arranged just part of the first movement. And Sinister Footwear is going to feature John Bailey on the trumpet.
Thank you.
Phil Chester, Anton Ginner, Joe Piano, Barbara Zaffelli, Shalom Session, Tim Sessions, Eric Sturkman, Chris Otis, Jonas John Dowling, and Ryan Butterboy. On our synthesizer and flippers and goggles, Ted Kushin. On piano, Mr. Bob Kawanda. On bass, Paul Hadley. On drums, Ray Marchinga. On guitar and vocal, the ukulele. Mr. Roos, Carlos Ranger, and Daniel. I was listening to some old Frank Zappa interviews the other day, and he was talking about the interviewer asked him about, and this goes a long time ago. Asked him about Susie Cream Cheese. Who is Susie Cream Cheese? And so he was discussing Susie Cream Cheese. At first, it was just who here has the album Freak Out? Well, the back of Freak Out, there's a letter, which is a fake letter that Zappa just came up with, saying that I went to see this band called the Mother's Invention, and they're so ugly and they smell bad, and you know, and at the end, song Susie Cream Cheese. Now, I remember at the time, and we all knew that was just something Frank Zappa wrote, but it became, I don't know if you, some of you know that, but the term Susie Cream Cheese became synonymous with, like, rah-rah, all-American high school girl, you know, brainless, you know, well, I guess we'll eventually become ballet girl, I suppose. But that's what it was. And if you didn't like it, if a girl was like a cheerleader and you thought she was empty-headed, she was Susie Cream Cheese, right? So anyway, you know, I hearken back to when I was in high school. This is actually true.
Everybody can do that thing they do when you go back in time in the movies. And like,
yeah.
Imagine it morphing into the terrifyingly 16-year-old Ed.
Yes. I'm parking as we speak. Now, check this out. Before I ever saw actually heard any of this music, Frank Zappa's Mother's Invention were on a show called Life at the Bitter End. That's right. And they did two tunes. One was Susie Cream Cheese, which they actually had to just play the music of the record because Zappa got pissed off at something, and when they actually played it, he just kept, as the band played the music, he just said over and over again, motherfucker, 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 motherfucker. And so of course they couldn't use that, and they thought it was a live show. But then the only other song they played was this avant-garde thing that was totally weird. Now keep in mind, I hadn't gotten hip to Frank Zappa yet, right? Hey, that's another old-fashioned story.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, this is a true story, okay? I was in eighth grade, because I didn't fall in love with Zappa until the ninth grade. Well, in eighth grade, we were supposed to get some kind of presentation in our reading class, and I told the whole class how awful this band was that I saw. Horrible, horrible band called the Mother's Invention, right? Okay. And I was hearkening the other day, and I was thinking to myself, oh my God, do you realize who I was? I was Susie Cream Cheese. And it's true. So keep that in mind as you hear this music.
Thank you.
Cigars. 20 Spawn Cigars. Featuring Bruce McDaniel and Katie Jacoby. Before that, we did a little part of the song. My friends have it called Power for Brown on the Bus. Featuring the incredible David Rickenberg. And he was also featured on the song before that called Janet's Big Dance Number from 200 Motels. Okay, what you're hearing right now is a band from the Godfather of Soul, Mr. James Brown. And we're all singing along. That's called We're Gonna Have a Funky Good Time. And we're changing it. We're changing it now. This is how we're gonna have a Falcon good time. There we go.
Can I just see if the rest of the audience is with me on this?
What's that, buddy?
I want to see if the audience is with me on this. You were in the middle of playing your solo, you know, I was really enjoying it, playing along, digging it. I turned around and looked, and you looked so ridiculous. And you really kind of made it to me, right?
You've been waiting all this time for this moment, right? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, once again, instead of telling you, because we just played a slew of music, if you want to hear exactly what we did, instead of wasting the time here, just email me, you know, go to my site, you get my personal email, because I'm not exactly Billy fucking Joel, you can actually get me. So anyway, be that as it may. By the way, concert window, we're streaming live. Am I right to say this stuff?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We're on 17 seconds away.
All right. Anyway. Okay. Just a couple things. Okay. But I will say that we did part of that mashup was the Beatles' "I Want to Be Your Man," and. It featured on violin, our background vocalist, our violinist, and because my wife's not here tonight, my date. Oh. Kenny Jacoby! I do want to mention the people who soloed on that. Soloing the hell out of that James Brown song, Gonna Have a Falcon Good Time, Barbara Safari! Brown in his grave going, huh? Found a good time, huh? That's some bullshit, huh? Also, Tim Sessions and Eric Sparkin. Once again, playing the hell out of our giant steps this time, King Rickenberg and John Bailey. Play a beautiful alto saxophone solo on the little snippet of Steely Dan's Bodhisattva. Did I say it right? Okay, Phil Chester. Okay, speaking of my wife, she's not here tonight, but I always dedicate this to her. This is the Neil Young song called Harvest Moon, and it's going to feature Bruce McCann on the voice.
Right, a traditional Bruce Parton song. it's getting late, and the moon is shining high. I wanna celebrate seeing it shining bright. Cause I'm still in love with you. I wanna see you dance again. Because I'm still in love.
I know my two final words will be...